Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Mayor. Board Commissioners, public meeting Tuesday, July 2nd, 2019. The time is 7:53. Pursuant to the requirement of the Open Public Meeting Act, Chapter 231, Public Law 1975, notice of this meeting was published in the November 29, 2018 issues of the Nutley Sun, the Herald News, and Star Ledger. A copy of this notice has been posted on the Nutley Town Hall Bulletin Board, and a copy is on file in the Municipal Clerk's Office. Commissioner Rogers.
Here.
Commissioner Tucci.
Here.
Commissioner Evans.
Here.
Commissioner Petracco.
Here.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Here.
All present, Mayor.
Minutes, Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Mayor. We have executive session minutes for April 16, 2019 for sessions 1 and 2, May 7, 2019 for sessions 1 and 2, May 13, 2019, May 21, 2019, June 6, 2019, and June 18, 2019.
Move.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
And that's it for minutes, Mayor.
Communications.
Thank you, Mayor. We have three this evening. The first one is St. Mary's Church has submitted an application for a social fair permit for their Oktoberfest on Friday, September 27, 2019, from 6 p.m. to 12 a.m. At Monsignor Owens Place. The second one is the Nutley Belleville Columbus Day Parade Committee has submitted an event application to hold their 37th annual Columbus Day Parade along Franklin Avenue on Sunday, October 13, 2019. And the third one is Holy Family Church has submitted an application for a social fair permit and is also requesting to hold a Sunday raffle during their 28th annual Italian Festival to be held on Thursday, September 19 through Sunday, September 22nd at 28 Brookline Avenue. I need a motion, please.
Move it.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
And that's it for communications.
Reports. Commissioner Tucci.
Yes, thank you, Mayor. I have a shade tree report for the month of June.
Bills, Madam Clerk.
Yes, Mayor, thank you. Bill list for July 2nd, 2019. Public Affairs, $125,112.92. Revenue and Finance, $2,489,953.80. Public Safety, $123,919.03. Public Works, $91,286.27. Parks and Public Property, $583,059.49. Total Payroll, $831,298.86, for a grand total of $4,333,856.08.
Move the bills.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
That's it for bills.
Public comment on agenda items only. Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Mayor. All persons addressing the Board of Commissioners regarding community concerns should approach the microphone and provide their name and address for the record. Unless further time is granted by the Board, each person shall limit their address to 3 minutes. All remarks to the Board and its individual members must be addressed to the Mayor. The Mayor may defer citizens' comments to appropriate member of the Board. Dialogue between citizens and others addressing the Board shall be allowed unless the Mayor or presiding officer or the majority of the membership of the Board shall determine that the interests of the quorum and or the expeditious conduct of municipal business are being adversely affected by such dialogue.
Willie Moore, 462 Chestnut Street. Mr. Scarpelli, I only have two questions this evening. Mr. Evans, in the middle of the first page, he owed me $20,000. What was that for?
That's the one to Pannoni Engineering?
Yes. Is that right in the middle of the page.
Yeah, yes, but it's Pannoni, right? Correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was for a study that they did on Highfield Lane related to a railroad crossing. Related to a railroad crossing on Highfield Lane.
Okay, thank you. And Mr. Tucci, I remember some time ago we talked about the phone bills, the mobile phones, and I remember you said that you were going to address that. But looking at it right now, the phone, they still seem very, very high. Has there been any positive movement in lowering the phone bill?
Well, I believe the services, the amount that we pay for the services,
Sorry about that. I believe the amount that we pay for the monthly service was drastically reduced, and we are now offering all of our employees, I guess it's iPhone 7s, which cost us 99 cents.
Eight.
And I'm sorry?
Eight.
I thought it was eight.
iPhone 8s.
iPhone 8s, I'm sorry, thank you.
Yeah, you said, originally you had said iPhone 8s.
Right.
Everybody was supposed to get
it. I stand corrected,
iPhone 8. No.
It was a while ago. So, yes, we are making substantial progress there. And I, Frank, what was the amount? Was it $48 a month that it was?
$48.
Right, $40 a month per user.
Per phone,
which isn't is pretty that, substantial.
If that's the rate, isn't that still a little high? Because, you know, we're looking at $2,000. That's a lot of money. 40 divided
by... That's townwide. That's not, when you do the math, that's not high.
It's still pretty high.
Well, $40. I wish my personal account was $40 a month. Because it's substantially more than that, more for her. We'd be happy to go over it with you if you'd like to take a look at it.
Pardon me?
We would be happy to go over it with you if you would like to take a look at it.
Yes, I would. I would love
it. It would be our pleasure.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anybody else wish to address the Board of Commissioners on agenda items only? Seeing none, let's go to Commissioner announcements.
I have one announcement, and I'll make this announcement again. On July 18th at 7 o'clock, we're having our first concert in the park, and the performers will be Jersey Sound. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you. Commissioner Evans?
Yes, Mayor. I have two. One is, latter part of June, we had a division of motor vehicle here in the new mobile truck program. We were a pilot location. The turnout with residents going there was fantastic. It started from 10 to 2, and people lined up before they were open, and they were still there after 2 o'clock. In order to do this, one is the clerk who deals with the DMV a lot identified the program and worked to bring it to all of our attention. And, Al, thank you for providing Joe Villano to be all there all day. He was great to be. I told him this. He was great with all the people, just helping keep them organized, making. He was even helping them understand what services that were going on that day, which he didn't have to do, but it was great. Mauro, from your standpoint of your team, working with Frank to get the location set up, right? This is all on short notice,
yes.
Right? And so. The reason I'm raising it is that, often we take a bow for things that get done. In this particular case, I want to take a bow for the employees that we have in town for working together and making sure that this went smoothly, because I think everybody went above and beyond.
Mm-hmm. Couldn't agree more.
So the other thing I have is that we did have an emergency meeting in June for the sole purpose of voting on temporary budget authorizations for our debt service and for our operating account. Those are resolutions that were identified as 165-19, 166-19, and it stuck together, and 167-19. They are items that are done in the normal course. Because we're not able to adopt our budget yet, we're working under temporary authorizations, so cash had to be expended before the meeting tonight. So I just wanted to bring those into the record that they were unanimously voted on by all of the commissioners, and that was the only business that was conducted at that meeting. Thank you.
Thank you. Commissioners, any other announcements? Thursday, 4th of July. We'll be having our fireworks in the Oval. I'd like to thank the commissioners and their departments for all their help in helping organize, and weather looks like it's going to be good, which wasn't at the beginning of the week, so we'll have a good night to have the celebrate our nation's birthday. Let's move to one resolution. Commissioner?
Thank you, Mayor. We're going to take this one resolution out of order, and actually when I was shuffling through it, this is our appointment of Deputy Court Administrator Jennifer Gardner. I thought this resolution was going to be a little longer because I know her personally, and she's such a good person. She's been very well received by our court in Nutley here, and I'd just like to acknowledge our Court Administrator Joanna Russo was here tonight supporting us too. But I want to say congratulations on Ann Rizzo's retirement. She spent many years here, and she did an excellent job. We're very excited to have Jen here now to fill those shoes, which are big shoes, but so far it's been going great. So be it resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that Jennifer Gardner be appointed Deputy Court Administrator of the Nutley Municipal Court in the Township of Nutley, effective June 6, 2019. I move the resolution.
Before I second it, Jennifer, I want you to know that we deeply appreciate the work you've done here. And I cannot escape the fact that Mike is with you, your husband, who I had the honor of working with in the Nutley Police Department for many years. So as a family, you've brought so much to this town. God bless you, and it's my pleasure to second it.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Yes, before I vote, I also have a comment. I was fortunate enough to be part of the review committee with the county court administrator, Mr. Restaino, to actually interview all of the folks, all right, who applied for this position. And I am very happy and very proud to say that while all of the candidates were highly qualified, our own homegrown Nutley candidate was head and shoulders above all of them. I am very proud and very happy to vote aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Yes. This is wonderful. It's a bit bittersweet because I had to give up a great employee to go across the street to work for public safety. Jen, you did great work while you were in revenue and finance. I'm just thrilled that you are still progressing, and much success. I vote aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Again, congratulations. Welcome aboard. I can't speak volumes of the Nutley court system. Everyone does there. My good friend Joe Villano over there got a little pat on the back before for doing the motor vehicle thing. I'd like to acknowledge my friendship with him and say that even in the court system, having Joe there as well makes the court system move along a lot faster because he's very compassionate to the people that are going there. So, Jen, congratulations again. Welcome aboard. You're doing a great job. Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Jen, congratulations. I know you're going to do a great job. Miss sitting next to you over there, but you'll do a great job here. I vote aye. Let's move on to ordinance introductions. Ordinance number 3422, ordinance providing the reconstruction of the roadway on Grand Avenue in the Township of Nutley in the County of Essex, New Jersey, appropriating $424,193, therefore from grant monies received from the New Jersey Department of Transportation for the cost thereof. This is for the reconstruction of Grand Avenue. I move that this ordinance be passed to a second reading, advertised in the Nutley Sun together with the notice required by law, and that further consideration of said ordinance for final passage by the Board of Commissioners be held at its second reading on August 6, 2019. I move the ordinance.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye. Commissioner Evans.
Thank you, Mayor. I have the three capital ordinances for improvements in the township. The first is for roadway improvements. This is number 3423, bond ordinance providing for the reconstruction of various roadways and sidewalks in the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, appropriating $384,125, therefore in authorizing the issuance of $365,750 in bonds or notes of the township for financing part of the cost thereof. I move that this ordinance be passed to a second reading and advertised in the Nutley Sun together with the notice required by law, and that further consideration of said ordinance for final passage by the Board of Commissioners be held at its second reading on August 6th, 2019. So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
3424 is for improvements related to the water utility. Bond ordinance appropriating $257,250 and authorizing the issuance of $244,390 in bonds or notes of the township for various water utility improvements or purposes authorized to be undertaken by the Township of Nutley, the County of Essex, State of New Jersey. I move that this ordinance be passed to its second reading and advertised in the Nutley Sun together with a notice required by law, and that further consideration of said ordinance for final passage by the Board of Commissioners be held at its second reading on August 6th, 2019. So move.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
The last bond ordinance is the general capital broader, which relates to the overall to the township. This bond ordinance appropriating $1,905,750 and authorizing the issuance of $1,810,650 in bonds or notes of the township for various improvements or purposes authorized to be undertaken by the Township of Nutley, the County of Essex, State of New Jersey. I move that this ordinance be passed to a second reading and advertised in the Nutley Sun together with the notice required by law, and that further consideration of said ordinance for final passage by the Board of Commissioners be held at its second reading on August 6, 2019. So move.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Thank you, Mayor.
Commissioner Rogers.
Resolution number 17319, whereas due to the time requirement of 60 days in bid advertising, the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley County, Essex State, New Jersey, it is necessary for the Township Clerk to advertise for sealed bids on July 11, 2019 in the Newark Star-Ledger and the Nutley Sun for collection, removal, and disposal, of solid waste, bulk waste, veggie waste, leaves, and grass clippings, and whereas it is the desire of the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley County of Essex State of New Jersey to authorize and ratify the actions of the Township Clerk in advertising for said bids, now therefore be it resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the actions of the Township Clerk in so advertising for sealed bids for collection, removal, and disposal of solid waste, bulk waste, veggie waste, leaves, and grass clippings on July 11, 2019, as aforesaid, be and are hereby authorized and ratified. And be it further resolved that as advertised, said bids as may be received in accordance with said advertisement shall be publicly opened and read on September 11, 2019, in the Commission Chambers, Township Hall, Kennedy Drive, at 11 a.m. prevailing time. So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Evans.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Mayor. Whereas the Planning Board received an escrow deposit in the amount of $4,000 from Acme Properties for the property located at 212 Hancock's Avenue in Nutley. The escrow fee of $4,000 was collected and deposited in account T15911974. And whereas the Planning Board has reviewed and determined that the balance of the escrow account of $905 is due to Acme Properties, now therefore be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the Township Treasurer be and she is hereby authorized to refund escrow fees in the amount of $905 to Acme Properties, LLC. So move.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Whereas NJSA 40A:4-20 provides that where contracts, commitments, or payments are to be made prior to the final adoption of the 2019 water utility budget, emergency appropriations may be lawfully made for the purposes and amounts required in the manner and time therein provided. Whereas the total emergency temporary resolution adopted in the year 2019 pursuant to the provisions of Chapter 96, PL 1951, including this resolution, total $2,310,316. Now, therefore, be resolved that in accordance with NJSA 48:4-20, the emergency temporary appropriations being the same are hereby made for the total amount of $155,158 that said emergency appropriations will be provided for the 2019 water utility budget for the accounts that are listed herein. So move.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Whereas New Jersey State Statute 54:4-3.30 provides war veterans who were honorably discharged from active service in a time of war in any branch of the armed services of the United States who have been or shall be declared by the United States Veterans Administration to be 100% totally and permanently disabled in connection with their wartime service, a full tax exemption of their dwelling and the lot in which it is situated. And whereas the following taxpayer has filed an application for allowance of the full exemption with proper supporting documentation, thus making the taxpayer eligible, now therefore be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley County of Essex State of New Jersey to John Crook be granted full exemption from payment of property taxes from June 11, 2019 and all subsequent years thereafter on the property identified as Block 2900, Lot 17, also known as 621 Prospect Street. Be it further resolved that the Treasurer is hereby authorized to refund $695.97 for 2019 property taxes. So move.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Whereas the Township of Nutley advertised for proposals for banking services on December 27, 2018, whereas the requests for proposals were for banking services were accepted by the Township Clerk on January 9, 2019, whereas the Township of Nutley reviewed and analyzed all submitted proposals, whereas the proposal received from Investors Bank, 101 JFK Parkway, Short Hills, was the most favorable proposal for the Township of Nutley, whereas Investor Bank was recommended for a one-year contract award with 2 one-year options for contract extensions, whereas the Township has selected to exercise the terms of the contract were for 1 year, effective July 1, 2019 through June 30, 2020. Whereas funds will not be expended by the Township for the performance of this contract, now therefore be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, the contract be awarded to Investors Bank and is hereby authorized and approved. So move.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Almost done. My last resolution. Whereas the capital budget for the year 2019 was introduced on the second day of April 2019, whereas it is a desire to amend said approved capital budget section, now therefore be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the following amendments to the approved capital budget section be made for the accounts and the amounts that are listed herein. So move.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Petracco.
Yes, whereas resolution number 123-19 for sealed bids for furnishing and delivering police dispatchers and course and guard uniforms and equipment was approved on May 7, 2019 by the Board of Commissioners, whereas the resolution number 123-19 stated the funds for the course and guard's allowance were available in appropriation title 9-01-308-200, which was incorrect, and whereas the correct appropriation for these funds in the amount of $12,500 are available in the appropriations entitled 9-01-310-200. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley County of Essex, New Jersey, that the appropriation for course and guards allowance in resolution number 123-19 be changed from 9-01-308-200 to 9-01-310-200. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Whereas Linda Buell is an employee of the Township of Nutley Department of Public Safety, whereas Linda Buell has exhausted all available sick leave and other time due, and whereas 22 employees of the Department of Public Safety are desirous of transferring one of each of their accumulated sick leave for a total of 22 days being transferred to Linda Buell, and whereas under the circumstances presented here on, and in view of Linda Buell's medical situation and her service to the Department of Public Safety, the Board of Commissioners are desirous of accommodating this request. Now, therefore, it be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of Township of Nutley in the County of Essex, New Jersey, that the following employees are permitted to transfer days to Linda Buell. I move resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
That's all I have.
Thank you, Commissioner. Whereas raffle applications have been received from the following organizations: St. Mary's Roman Catholic Church, license number 2919, on-premise merchandise raffle, be held Friday, September 27, 2019. St. Mary's Roman Catholic Church, license number 30-19, on-premise 50-50 cash raffle, be held Friday, September 27, 2019. And Holy Family Church, license number 3119, carnival games and money wheel, from Thursday, September 19th through Sunday, September 22, 2019. Whereas the applications have been reviewed and approved by the municipal clerk and the police department, now therefore be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the aforementioned licenses are approved and the municipal clerk is authorized to issue the raffle license. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye. Whereas the Township of Nutley advertised for proposals for the marketing of recycled materials on March 17, 2015, and whereas the requests for proposals for the marketing of recycling materials were accepted by the Township Clerk on May 8, 2015, and whereas the Township of Nutley reviewed and analyzed all submitted proposals, and whereas a proposal received from Integrity Recycling Waste Solutions, 111 Route 31, Suite 223, Flemington, New Jersey, was the most favorable proposal for the Township of Nutley. Whereas Integrity Recycling Waste Solutions was recommended for a three-year contract with 2 one-year options for contract extensions effective on July 1st, 2015. Whereas the Township has selected to exercise the option to extend contract for the final one-year contract extension. And the terms of the contract are for 1 year effective July 1st, 2019 through June 30th, 2020. And whereas funds are available from July 1st to 2019 through December 31st, 2019, from account number 9-01423209 in the amount not to exceed $30,000, and from January 1st, 2020 through June 30th, 2020, from account number 0014-23209 in the amount not to exceed $30,000, subject to adoption of the municipal budget for a total contract not to exceed $60,000, have been certified by the Chief Financial Officer. Said certification be attached to this resolution. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the contract be awarded to Integrity Recycling Waste Solutions not to exceed $60,000 and is hereby authorized and approved. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
I can't hear her today.
Yeah, her.
Being resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the Township Clerk is hereby authorized to advertise for sealed bids for the NJDOT Grant Avenue Roadway Improvement Project in the Township of Nutley, to be received on behalf of the Board of Commissioners and Commission Chambers, Township Hall, 1 Kennedy Drive, Nutley, New Jersey, on Wednesday, July 31st, 2019, at 11 a.m. prevailing time, at which time they will be open and read. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye. Whereas the New Jersey Department of Treasury Division of Taxation has provided a tax clearance certificate for the establishment listed below for this renewal period. And whereas the establishment has been inspected by the Board of Health, Fire Department, Code Enforcement Department, and Police Department of the Township of Nutley and is in satisfactory condition. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the renewal of plenary retail consumption license be granted to the following licensee effective July 1st, 2019 through June 30th, 2020. Be it further resolved that Municipal Clerk be, and she is hereby directed and authorized to issue said license for the licensing period of July 1st, 2019 through June 30th, 2020. GLO Group, trading as Bella Luce, 507 Franklin Avenue, plenary retail consumption license with broad package permits. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye. That concludes the business portion of our meeting. Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Mayor. All persons addressing the Board of Commissioners regarding community concerns should approach the microphone to provide their name and address for the record. Unless further time is granted by the Board, each person shall limit their address to 5 minutes. All remarks of the Board and its individual members must be addressed to the Mayor. The Mayor may defer citizens' comments to the appropriate member of the Board. Dialogue between citizens and others addressing the Board shall be allowed unless the Mayor or presiding officer or the majority of the membership of the Board shall determine that the interests of the quorum and or the expeditious conduct of municipal business are being adversely affected by such dialogue.
Willie Moore, 462 Chestnut Street. Mr. Rappelli, I wanted to speak to Mr. Evans, but I do want to ask you a question. In a caucus meeting, I understood that there was no executive sessions, but you were in the executive sessions. What was that for? I was a little confused because everybody said there was anything in the executive, everybody said no, but then there was something, contracts and personnel?
Contract negotiations and personnel, yes.
What contract do we negotiate?
It was contracts relative to the On3, the redevelopment.
Okay. Mr. Evans, I would like to discuss two recent open responses I received. And I find them rather annoying, and I like to discuss them. You hired a new employee who was a relative to the township clerk. And you put her downstairs in code enforcement. Actually, my question is for code enforcement. But you now have two clerk ones, two engineer assistants, construction inspector, and code enforcement. What was the purpose of putting her downstairs? Did you need more people down there?
Mr. Moore, do you have a comment?
Commissioner? Yes, I do.
Not, I wouldn't comment particularly on an individual employee.
I'm not about to.
I can't hear. I would not want the commissioner to comment on an individual employee.
I'm not asking about the employee. I'm asking why the position was filled down there in code enforcement.
Are you asking him what was the need in code enforcement?
Yes.
That's your question to the commissioner?
Yes. Right now, that's the first question. What was the need of putting yet another clerk two in code enforcement? You have one. You have two engineering assistants. You have a construction inspector and a code enforcer.
Mr. Moore? One, I want to make it very clear. I will not talk about any employee, right, with you or anybody in this forum. It's not fair to that employee who is a good working employee of the township. My reasons for placing a person in the code office is that I transferred a member from the code office to the purchasing department, given a retirement of an individual, and I had a vacancy that I needed to fill.
Okay. So you need these two people down there.
I'm sorry, what do you mean down there?
Down in code enforcement.
Yes, and every one of them, yes, absolutely.
Because on the second response I received, I asked for the variance in code permits for a property on 44 Friedman. I won't use the person's name who's an employee. And after I went through the permits, I want to know why. You have two clerk ones, two engineer assistants, and you can't even fill out a proper permit. So why do we have all these people down here if you can't even fill them out?
Thank you for your comment.
It's not a comment. I want to know, really. But down here, they're very clear. You sent this to me in an open response. The one permit, $25 or $40. Mm-hmm. The reason I caught my eye, Sarah Schuster had to replace a retaining wall. And Paddington Dola quoted her a permit price of $1,000. Yet, this particular employee who works in code enforcement, we had to pay $25. The other permit was $30.
Mr. Moore, let me just say one thing. You're waving around documents that no one has an opportunity to see. I'm not going to look at them now because you have a question. You submit open requests every week. We comply. If you have a specific issue, I'm sure the commissioner would be happy to talk to you about it. But to wave documents around and ask why, applications are filled out by homeowners and by applicants, not always by the code department. So it's really not a fair question of anyone up here to start waving documents and ask why they were filled out this way.
No, they're not.
So, well, that's your position, but I'm telling you it's not an appropriate question to ask a commissioner when you're waving documents around after the numerous open requests that you make and you receive every document you've requested that you're allowed to get under law.
I didn't get the variance yet. That's actually.
Well, you can ask for whatever you want.
I did.
And I'm sure you'll get it.
I did. Now, my question is, seriously, I remember when you said you introduced the budget, and this is what bothers me. You said that with 3.67, I believe, was the rate, if I'm correct.
The increase was 3.86%.
It was 3.67. But you said that had that been the night to vote on the budget, you would never have voted on it.
Correct.
For that. But yet we're putting more people into a department that can't even fill out a form.
Mr. Moore, you made your comment.
Mr. Moore, I do not agree with your characterization of that department. That does great work. There's hardworking people up there, and I don't agree with your characterization. As far as your comment regarding the budget introduction, and I would not vote on that, the third quarter tax bills went out, and the municipal increase is not 3.86%. The municipal increase is 2%.
That's good. I'm glad you followed.
So thank you. So thank you for acknowledging that we did something good.
Actually, you did. 2%. You did just almost as good as the Board of Ed.
They didn't do it. They didn't achieve that. They were at actually 4%, actually, in the end.
See, my question, and I'll conclude. You want people to believe that this is a great department. Yet in an open response I received about the medical complaint, you had a code official go over there to do the framing inspection and couldn't even see the second bedroom in four apartments. He can't even read a blueprint. Do you see what other people might see? Would you acknowledge that?
I would agree with you that someone in that department did not do something that they were supposed to do, which I've already publicly acknowledged. I won't go any further on that. And sometimes the department does a great job, but sometimes they make mistakes and they're not perfect. But your overall characterization, basically, of condemning the department, I don't agree with.
Thank you, Mr. Moore. Anybody else wish to address the Board of Commissioners this evening?
Braden Summers, 27th Year Ave. On April 2nd, 2019, Clean Ocean Action released their 2018 Beach Suites report, highlighting the 12 most commonly collected items labeled as the Dirty Dozen, and detailing the breakdown of the debris collected. To no surprise, and the reason I'm here again, the Dirty Dozen did not disappoint. It was consistent with previous years, containing harmful plastics, dominating the list. 93% of the Dirty Dozen debris is plastic debris, including bags and foam plastic. Marine debris is a human-caused, human-solved issue. 22 municipalities in New Jersey individually now have effective bans in place in Atlantic County. Another 3 or 4 will be effective by January 2020. On June 25th, I attended Montclair's town council meeting where they introduced their ban prohibiting single-use plastic bags with a great deal of support from their residents and business owners. They also plan to introduce separate bans on other plastics. Ridgewood, Maplewood, South Orange, and Asbury Park each have pending ordinances. I am the future of Nutley as a citizen and an entrepreneur. I ask my municipal leaders to follow these examples and show your commitment to reversing this human-caused problem. Now is the time to usher in a new wave of social responsibility and take the steps to make sure that my generation will not have to continue to suffer from this crazy plastic world that seems to have caught up with this. It is time for my municipal leaders to introduce its own ordinance. Whether to be multifaceted or hybrid or single-use plastic bag ban. Plastic-Free July is a global movement. I encourage you to sign up for the challenge at plasticfreejuly.org. Be part of the solution to plastic pollution. We need to take action today, right now. Thank you.
Thank you, Brady.
May I comment?
Sure, Commissioner.
Braden, thank you for raising that again. You and I haven't talked in a little while, and maybe we should, because I can help you with that. Just so you know, I have been working consistently with the Nutley ShopRite on a plan that would ban those bags, and I have been reaching out to several residents. You might be aware of Jersey City, which just introduced a ban on them. The challenge is a wonderful one to take on because it certainly improves the environment because there's a necessity to do that. How we do it is part of the work that I'm in the middle of right now, and that I will have an ordinance later this year for the commissioners to address. There's quite a few things that have been written. The most important thing is to understand there are requirements, for example, where you still need to use plastic, for example, because you're involved with raw meat and certain things that require special handling because of the nature of what that is. So I'm looking at that and how you would actually look at how you would craft an ordinance. And what's more is I think in a lot of places, these ordinances have basically just simply said, oh, we're banning it, and it puts a burden on the taxpayers to figure out what they're going to do and how they're going to address that. So I think the commissioners and I have some more conversations around how we want to approach that and maybe do something a little bit different in Nutley that might be more appealing, because at the end of the day, we want people to stop using these plastic bags. Hopefully we'll expand it to include plastic straws, styrofoam, and all the things that are contaminants, but we also need the solution. So we'll start on bags, but there's more to come, so stay tuned. Maybe you and I should just link up, and I can share more about you what I've been doing.
Thank you, Commissioner. Anybody else wish to address the Board of Commissioners this evening?
I don't know what the town philosophy is, but we walk every day.
And can you speak up?
We walk every day along Washington Avenue by Viola's, and there's a caravan of cars there with people, with men, I should say. They're eating. We even saw some of them changing clothes. They're obviously waiting for jobs. I don't know if that's really a nice picture for Nutley, and also it's not very nice to observe as you're walking, going out for a walk.
I haven't heard that before, so the Commissioner Petracco.
I
have heard about so-called day workers that have been down that way. Me personally, I applaud anybody that wants to go to work. But as
I can't
far
hear
as,
you.
I say me personally, I applaud anybody that wants to go to work for a living. Let me finish. But if they're getting changed in cards and eating and all that stuff, and leaving papers around, we could, we'll send a car to patrol that area.
Aside from that, I didn't know Washington Avenue was an employment agency.
Well, you know what? It's a public street. It's a public street, and people are allowed to stand on public streets.
Yes, I understand it's a public street.
It's still America here in Nutley, too.
You can't wait there for jobs.
What's that?
You can't wait there for jobs, I would think.
Why can't they?
That's not appropriate.
Why can't they?
Why can't they?
Yeah, why can't they?
Well, I don't think it gives a Nutley a very nice picture, for one thing. And secondly, that's not...
What's the difference if people are...
That's not the appropriate place to look for a job, on Washington Avenue, when kids are walking by and people...
Yeah, but my point is what law could we use to enforce something like that? So in other words, if there's a bunch of kids hanging in front of the high school, that's okay, but if there's people that are hanging in front of Viola Brothers, maybe to get a job and put food on their family's table, that's not allowable?
In other words, it's perfectly okay if I parked my car there and had a picnic all day, that would be okay.
No, not a picnic. I'm saying if they're breaking any laws, we'll enforce them, but it's not a crime.
They can get away for jobs.
There's not a crime to stand on a sidewalk.
I pay taxes, they don't.
So do I. What does that have to do with it?
Well, they obviously don't live in Nutley because they wouldn't be changing.
So in other words, if you don't live in Nutley, you can't walk through here, you can't on the sidewalk?
Well, I'm not saying walking. You're misconstruing what I'm saying. I'm just saying.
I have to be honest with you, my own opinion, I'll talk to the chief about this issue as far as the littering and the loitering and that kind of thing. Although I don't think loitering is even on their books anymore. I think they've taken that. It's, you know, I could let them make patrols. I mean, nobody could have a picnic on a sidewalk, but like I said, if they're hanging out there or whatever, you know, if they're not breaking the law, it's public property, as far as I know.
Well, I guess that's your philosophy then, so now I...
My philosophy is anybody that...
Okay, thank you.
My philosophy is anybody that is looking to go to work, I applaud that.
Anybody else wish to address the Board of Commissioners this evening? Seeing none?
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Bishop Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
The time is 8:39.
Happy 4th of July, everybody.
Thank you.